And let's go from political dramas to the dramas of daytime TV. When the soap opera One Life to Live went off the air this year, it didn't die off for some soap opera reason, killed by an evil twin brother. And its demise was not fake either, explained away later as a dream. It was part of a real decline of shows that once dominated daytime TV. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on one of the last few survivors, Days of Our Lives.
It cannot hurt to have such an iconic theme.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Soap operas are fighting for their lives. Days of Our Lives has been through almost as much as Molly Burnett. She plays a reformed vixen on the show named Melanie.
I've been shot, stabbed, poisoned by a wedding hairpiece. I was shot by my mom on my wedding day. I found out my husband cheated on me with my father. I didn't know I had wife. And then they had a child.
You thought it was okay that my husband slept with my father's
wife? I didn't
know
who it was, I swear.
Of course not.
Then I got pregnant.
Burnett is 23 years old. She admits that soap opera's torturous plot twists are not exactly cool among her peers. None of her friends watch them.
I went on the computer, and I changed the paternity test results.
What? No, that's not true!
There was a time soap operas wielded wide cultural influence. Even people who could care less about them knew about Luke and Laura's wedding on General Hospital in 1981. Or when Bo kidnapped Hope from her wedding on Days of Our Lives.
No! Bo, let me go! Bo!
Since 1983, with a few breaks, Christian Alfonso has played Hope, all cheekbones and raven hair. Over the years, she's watched production budgets get halved, salaries chopped, and the end of filming on location.
How nostalgic are you for the days when you would wear $35,000 wedding dresses?
Oh, my gosh. It was a big adjustment at first because, seriously, that is your first stop in the morning is wardrobe.
That used to mean designer dresses. Now, Alfonso says, Target. Part of how soap operas are trying to adapt to a new era has to do with how they're written. When Days of Our Lives head writer Marlene McPherson started her career 20 years ago, storylines or arcs could work themselves out over a year. Now?
We'd like to be able to start telling stories that maybe, you know, we'd do a week arc, that it only goes on for a week.
McPherson says these days people have shorter attention spans. She's banned the kind of scenes where actresses like Sarah Joy Brown talk to themselves to explain what's going on.
You used to have to do exposition for half of your episode.
Brown acted on As the World Turns, General Hospital, and The Bold and the Beautiful before joining Days of Our Lives last year.
These were the rules, that we had to repeat the same things we said the day before. They were certain that the audiences were not going to get it if you didn't.
NBC's strategy these days has changed.
Like, if they miss something, too bad, you missed it. You better crawl around the internet and try to find it. And they will, and they'll find it.
Creating stronger online fan communities and deeper engagement with the show is another way Days is trying to survive. Days of Our Lives executive producer, Ken Corday, is the son of the couple who created Days of Our Lives back in 1965. He says soaps used to be leaders in addressing social issues. They featured the first interracial couple on TV and the first abortion. Now they play it safe.
You don't deal with politics, conservative or liberal. You don't deal with abortion, being pro or con. These are just no-nos. They're not going to get us any audience.
Also out, those over-the-top storylines about demon possession that goosed ratings in the 1990s. Days is safe until the fall of 2013. That's when its contract expires. Its Nielsen ratings have stunk, even more than usual recently, but people at the show are convinced that Nielsen does not accurately reflect its reach. And maybe they have a point.
I love your swagger, Don. I love your swagger on the show.
At a huge fan event for Days of Our Lives in Los Angeles, nobody talked about watching it at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. They watch it after work, on weekends, online, and on a cable channel that mainly airs soap opera reruns.
I'm thankful for SoapNet.
Yeah,
I work during the day and I don't have time to watch it, so I stay up until 12 midnight to watch it.
Bad news for Days of Our Lives fan Deborah Falenga. SoapNet is going off the air this week. It's becoming instead a Disney-themed cable channel for children. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Thank you. like sounds through your clock radio. So is NPR News.